Yeah, it's been really, really good. What we really always like about the Inter-Island Games is it's a friendly games, and it's really great to kind of see teams that we've known over the last couple of years at games and being able to get together and play. We've been really enjoying it. We've got a few ladies and men who are here for their first time kind of representing the Isle of Man. And so all of them have had court time. Everyone's kind of put their talent out there. So it's been a really exciting week for everyone.
And for those new faces that you mentioned there as well, how valuable would an experience like this be, especially if they haven't competed in a tournament like this beforehand?
Yeah, really valuable, especially our women's team. As we know, we're still building ladies basketball on the Isle of Man, and so we currently compete in the men's league. So I think for our ladies to finally be able to go up against women and showcase what they can do against women, you know, who are kind of their own strength and physical game, it's very, very different. So that's been really, really important. And they've really kind of put across their abilities, which has been amazing. And similar for the men, you know, the standard across the islands is only ever improving. And so the higher level of basketball you're playing, the better and the more experience you can get.
This tournament is catering to the fact that that basketball wasn't involved in the Island Games in Orkney. How much praise should go the way of both Innismon as the hosts and all the other nations involved for being able to put this together?
Yeah, definitely. You know, massive kudos to Innismon. They've ran an excellent tournament. The organisation, the lead up, and actually being here, the crowds that they're getting at the games is feels like we're at an Inter-Island Games. People cheering, the organisation, the game level, it's been second to none, really. And we really do appreciate them going forward and putting that effort in for us. We just got word that we are in the Faroe Islands in the next 2 years, so that's exciting. They're here at the tournament and they let us know that, and so they're building as well.